All right, getting us started this week on the BRC Radio Show, we have the Ronettes, Do I Love You, out of 1964, a song that went up to number 34 on both the R&B and the pop charts. The song, of course, was produced by Phil Spector, and that group was with the lead singer, Ronnie Spector, who, unfortunately, we lost earlier this year. I believe it was in early January. I can't remember the exact date, but she passed away this earlier this year. But the Ronettes, one of their great songs, a group that was put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got Jimmy Elledge going to do a song in the next set. Ellie Greenwich is going to do one. But we're going to get started with one. I'm going to let you guess who this is. This came out on a 1965 LP by a duo group. But before that, it was cut as a single by one of the duo guys, although it was written by the other duo guy. Am I confusing you? I hope not. But you'll probably know who it is. But give it a listen if you've never heard this. This came out in 1965, an LP cut on a very popular group. And I'll explain a little bit more about it when we get finished. So here we go right now. And this is a song called I Need a Girl.
Chances now I'll have to say again, and please don't cry. I promise there'll be no more alibis. I'll have to find myself a way to face this loneliness. I watch you go to let I know I've lost my happiness. Oh, I miss you already. Don't know how I'll go on. Oh, I miss you already, and you're not even gone.
You don't know what I've been going through since the day I lay eyes on you. And you don't know how hard it is to hide all my love
even
deep inside. And I'll pray going through. 'Cause till I die,
baby,
I'll love you, and I'll try. Since the day I lay eyes on you,
you don't know what I've been going through.
Don't know what I'm gonna do,
'cause till I die.
Ellie Greenwich, You Don't Know, from the 1965 45 she put out on the Red Bird label. That was her possibly her very first record. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure it was as a solo artist. She had written so many great songs, her and her husband at the time, Jeff Berry, that other people did. But she did a few things on her own, but never really had a big hit or anything like that. But good songwriter, good singer, and big into music. I just wish the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would take a look at her and Jeff Berry as a songwriting duo group. I don't even think they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it'd be well deserved. I Miss You Already and You're Not Even Gone, Jimmy Elledge, 1963 on the RCA label. That was a big hit for Farron Young in 1957, and a number five hit for him on the country western charts. Jimmy didn't go anywhere with this, but it is a real pretty version that he did. And then getting us started, I Need a Girl, and I told you that that was an LP cut from 1965 of a duo group. But before this record was done as a duo, it was released as one of the duo people doing a solo artist, and the other duo member was the one that wrote it. And this was on the LP This Is New by the Righteous Brothers. That is Bobby Hatfield and Bill Medley. Hatfield singing. It's on the Moon Glow label, which the Righteous Brothers did some early stuff on Moon Glow. And you can find that if you're looking for it as Bobby Hatfield. Don't look for it as the Righteous Brothers, but look for it as Bobby Hatfield's. Moon Glow 220 is the record number. And the flip side is Hot Tamales, which was written by Bobby Hatfield. But this side was written by Bill Medley and did a great, great job of it. And another group that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 2003 is when these guys are put in. Okay, keeping us going, we've got Alice Wonderland coming up, then the Jaguars, and then the Cars from 1979. So let's go right now. Alice Wonderland, He's Mine. I love him, I love him, I love him.
Yes. I do. Please answer by saying I love you too by moonlight. And you, oh, 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 will make all my dreams come true.
Cars, 1974, number 41 hit for them, Good Times Roll, a group that came out of Boston, Massachusetts, had quite a few hits along the ways. Moonlight and You. What a great doo-wop song. 1956, the Jaguars. It's on the Ardell label. And this was a group that they came out of California, but I think only one of them was really native California. There was a couple of Texans and I think a Midwestern, maybe East Coast guy. And then they met in high school in California and did a couple of songs. And this one was a very good one. There was two blacks in this group, one white and one Hispanic. And it's one of the early integrated groups of the time. So 1956, the Jaguars, Moonlight and You. He's Mine, I Love Him, I Love Him, I Love Him. Alice Wonderland, 1963, went up to number 62 on the charts. Not a real high rise on the charts there, so you may not have heard this one because the lower the number is, the less airplay it got in all the cities, but good sound by her. She was born Alice Faye Henderson, and a guy by the name of Stephen Slacksk owned Bardell Records, which is what this record came on. And he discovered her. She was a next-door neighbor's maid. And he found her and let her sing. And she had this one hit. And then that was it for her. But good times with her, I'm sure. Alice Wonderland, He's Mine. Okay, we keep going now. We got a big hit by Gladys Knight and the Pips going to get us started. And then a song that Gordon Lightfoot did. And then The Magic Lantern. So here we go. Gladys Knight and the Pips. Neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye.
It's sad to think we're not gonna make it. And it's got me to the point where we just can't fake it. Ooh, for some ungodly reason, we just won't let it die. I guess neither one of us to be the first to say goodbye. I keep wondering what I'm gonna do without you.
in the early morning rain, with a dollar in my head, with an aching in my heart, in my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home. Lord, I miss my loved ones so. In the early morning rain, with no place to go. Out on the runway number 9, Big 707 set to go. I'm stuck here in the grass, with a pain that ever grows. Now the liquor tasted good, and the women all were fast. And there she goes, my friend, she'll be rolling down at last. The mighty engines roar, see the silver wing on high. She's away in westward bow, far above the clouds she'll fly. Where the morning rain don't fall, and the sun always shines, she'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down, it's no earthly good to me, and I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I best be on my way in the early morning rain. You can jump a jet plane like you can a freight train, so I best be on my way in the early morning rain.
Burning sand, I'm heading for a woman that I used.
from 1972, The Magic Lantern, Country Woman. That went up to number 88 on the pop charts, and there's no one of those on the charts didn't get very high, so you may not have heard that one, but that's worth hearing. That's a good song by that bunch there, Magic Lantern. Now, when they first had their first hit 4 years earlier in 68, they were called Magic Lanterns with an S. Then they dropped the S and became Magic Lantern. Shame, Shame was their hit in 1968. It went to number 29. But this one only made number 88 on the pop charts. But good sound by this bunch. 1972, group out of England. So, Gordon Lightfoot before that. Early Morning Rain, a song that he wrote. And Peter Paul and Mary had a hit for this with this one in 1965. Went up to number 91. Gordon Lightfoot did it in 60, I think he recorded in 64. They had a hit with it in 65. Then he came out with his first LP called, well, a solo LP called Lightfoot, and it was on there in 1965, about the same time Peter, Paul, and Mary were doing it. But he had recorded it before they did, and then put it on that LP when it was released in 66. And he was a guy from Canada. And this song, if you're looking for it, it was on some of his later greatest hits LPs. If you look for that, it came out in the 1980s and 90s. You could find it that way. Early Morning Rain, good sound by Gordon Lightfoot. Neither One of Us Wants to Be the First to Say Goodbye. Gladys Knight and the Pips from 1973. Number two hit for them on the pop charts. Number one on the R&B. A group that was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1996. Okay, we got the Mamas and the Papas coming up next with a big hit for them, Marshall Tucker. And then Manfred Mann's going to do one that didn't do very well for them, but it did well for another group and was used in a movie. And it was the first recording of this song before the other group did it later on. I'll tell you more about it in a little bit. But right now we got Mamas and the Papas and Monday Monday.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Monday, Monday, trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
Monday, Monday, it just turned. my mind. I said, Lord, I'd love to stay. Something in me said, boy, move on. Don't know what it is, the good Lord bred it in my bone. And I'm searching for a rainbow. And if the wind never showed me where to go, you'll be waiting at the end and I'll know. I'll see the hill with that pot of gold. I'll see the hill with that pot of gold. This old man riding, she's getting kind of tired. But in my heart, she knows there's this one desire. She's gonna take me to the end of our road. Then she lay down and died. I say, God rest her soul. And I'm searching for a rainbow. And if the wind never shows me where to go, I'll see the hill with that pot of gold.
Goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book. I wasn't gonna sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town. They danced with me. While I held them, all I did was to talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. In my little red book just ever could replace your love. And each girl in my little red book knows you're the one I'm thinking of. Won't you please come back to me? Without your precious love I can't go on. Where can you be? I need you so much. All I do is to talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. Without your precious love, I can't go on.
can you be? I need you so much, all I do is to talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There is just no getting over you. No, no. All I do is to talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. Well, there is just no getting over you. No, no. All I do is to talk. Hear your name and
okay, maybe you recognize that song, My Little Red Book. That was a big hit for Love in 1966, went to number 52 for them on the pop charts. But this was the original version, which came from the movie What's New Pussycat in 1965, written by Hal David and Burt Bacharach. 1965, this version was done by Manfred Mann out of England. Went up to number 124 on the pop charts. So I doubt many of you heard this on your radio back in 1965. If you went to the movie, I'm sure you saw it. I'm surprised it didn't get more airplay since it was in that movie. It was a very popular movie. But a year later, Love, Arthur Lee and Love, took it to number 52 and on the pop charts. A very popular song, but this was the original version by Manfred Mann. The Marshall Tucker Band before that, a group out of South Carolina, and this is 1976. Made it on the pop charts, just barely, 104, and barely made the country charts. Went up to number 82. Searching for a Rainbow, Marshall Tucker Band. And the Mamas and the Papas, Monday, a big hit for them. Number one, in fact, on the pop charts, 1966. And the group that was put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. Okay, let's see. We got Johnny Rivers getting us started. Emmylou Harris is our double play of the day, and we're going to do her in this next set here. But Johnny's going to get us started with a fun song by Willie Dixon, Seventh Son.
Everybody talking about the seventh son in the whole round world. There is only one, and I'm the one. I'm the one to call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things to you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain, tell when a woman's got another man. I'm the one. Son, I can talk these words that will sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one to call the seventh son. Sound so sweet, they will even make your little heart skip a beat. Heal a sick, raise a dead, and make the little girls talk out of their heads. I'm the one. Oh, I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one. I'm the one to call the seventh son.
just like the sun over the mountain tops. You know I'll always come again. You know I love to spend my morning times like sunlight dancing on your skin. I've never gone so wrong. You've seen is what I've been. There is nothing I could hide from you. You see me better than I can. Out on the
are some terms where I
Favorite lady singers, Emmy Lou Harris, You Never Can Tell, C'est La Vie. That was an LP cut for her in 1977, basically. It did make the country western charts, went to number six, but as far as the pop charts, it didn't do it. And that's why I called it an LP cut. If you weren't listening to country western, you probably didn't hear that song. But it's a 1964 song that Chuck Berry had a hit with, and he wrote it. And she did a good version. It came out on the 1977 LP she put out called Luxury Liner, which has some great music on it as well. So, and Till I Can Gain Control by Amy Lou was the first one we played. It also was an LP cut from 1976. The Elite Hotel, great album. And I loved hearing that one all the time. I bought it as soon as it came out and became a big, big Emmy Lou Harris fan. So now, Till I Can Gain Control did make the pop, the country charts for Bobby Bear and Crystal Gayle. Bobby had a hit for it in 79 and Crystal in 83. But Emmy Lou did it in 76. But just a great LP cut. She was in the inducted into the Country Western Hall of Fame in 2008, and she became a member of the Grand Ole Opry in 1992. Emmy Lou Harris, born in Birmingham, Alabama, our double play of the day. Johnny Rivers before that, Seventh Son, a Willie Dixon composition. He had a hit for it, with it in 1965, went up to number seven on the pop charts for him. Okay, we got one more set coming up before we have to get out of here. Three Dog Night going to get us started. Carla Thomas, and then The Who. So let's do Three Dog Night right now with a hit for a top 10 hit for them. Eli's Coming.
Eli's coming. Eli's coming.
lies are coming and the cards say a broken heart.
Yeah. deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles. That I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal, might see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
The Who, I Can See For Miles, 1967, went up to number 9 on the pop charts for them. Good sound by them, one of the early groups of the British Invasion. Pete Townsend, of course, was the guitar player for this bunch and wrote so many of their songs. In fact, they had 28 pop chart hits, and he is credited for writing 26 of them. So that gives you an idea of how much time he spent writing songs, because you know he wrote so many of the album cuts they did too. And he's a great, great writer and great, great guitarist, so Pete Townsend. But that's The Who, I Can See For Miles. Carla Thomas before that, A Woman's Love, one you might not have heard much about, you know, from Carla. 1964, number 71 on the pop charts and the R&B charts. She was one of the co-writers of this song, she and Steve Cropper. Boy, old Cropper, he wrote so many great stuff up there in that Stax studio and up around Memphis. So I'd like to see his list of songs he's credited with. I need to look that up, I guess. He did some great stuff. But Carla Thomas. Now, she had, of her pop hits that she had, she was a writer of four of them. In fact, her first two songs, Gee Whiz, Look at His Eyes, and A Love of My Own, those were their first two hits. She was the writer for both those by herself. So, of course, her daddy was Rufus Thomas, who was a DJ up there in Memphis, and then also had hits of his own with Walking the Dog and songs like that. So, but Carla Thomas, good Sam by her. Three Dog Night, 1969, Eli's Coming, number 10 on the pop charts. And, you know, Three Dog Night, I've been mentioning it. I'll throw out every now and then who was in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and, sometimes who's not, who should be. And I think Three Dog Night probably should be. If you go by who's in it now, I'm not a big fan of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's fun to see who they put in there, but there's so many people not in there. You know, I mentioned earlier in the show Ellie Greenwich with all her writing she and her husband Jeff Berry did, the great hits they wrote. And I think they should be credited with being early rock and roll writers. And Three Dog Night had some great, great hits, great songs, and a good group. But they're not in the Hall of Fame either. But they had 11 top 10 hits and three number ones. But, you know, and some people that's in the Hall of Fame didn't do stuff like that. But it's all political. But I enjoy reading it and see who's in it now. But anyway. All right, thanks for listening. We got to get out of here. This is the BRC Radio Show brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And I always end my show with an instrumental. We're going to do one. And, yeah, there's going to be some talking in this one, words, but I call this an instrumental. It's close enough. You're going to know it. It's James Brown doing Night Train. He's going to throw out some city names along the way. And but let's call it an instrumental. 1962, number 35 on the pop charts, number 5 on the R&B. And speaking of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the guy that was inducted in 1986 into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it's a good song by him. I've always enjoyed it. But thanks for listening, and keep on listening. We've got Tom Faison doing his show, The Vinyl Experience, each month. And we've got Joe Reddick doing his show, coming in playing stuff for us. So keep listening, and we're going to see if we can get one more guy in here for long to do some shows, too. But I enjoy doing it. I just hope you're listening and have a good time with the music. So, but here we go right now, James Brown and Night Train, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.